Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Viv Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Good evening, people of Edinburgh. Please welcome to the stage your host of the evening, Vic Slayton!
Everybody, this is a surprise because I did a preview earlier to one person and not even a dog. So thank you so much for coming. Oh, we got a bit of reverb, Joe, voice of God. Have we fixed it?
On it.
Ah, there he is. He didn't want to be part of the show, but I'm kind of making him. So everybody, this is Joe. Everybody say hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Right, now, with my feelings in mind, who has heard of the Comedy Arcade before? Lovely, two people. That's good. We'll work with it. That means many people to convert. Right, the game is, I've got a bingo ball full of topics in here that I'm going to draw randomly. I don't know how to use the ball either. It's new, so we can enjoy that together. And I'm going to invite four brilliant comedian friends out, and they have got to compete to tell me the best anecdote story or, because it's a live show, interpretive dance. I will score them arbitrarily based on the thing that I would like the best. But tonight, because it's Edinburgh, I'm looking for some people to help me with some trick cards. Do any of you feel participatory? Oh, that's a word that I haven't said. If not, I will nominate you, Leslie. You're looking around. We've got a hand over here as well. Red, yellow or green? Yeah.
Oh, I love green.
Oh, green. All right. Green for you. You've got the brilliant one. This is the fruit machine card. This means at any point in the game, he can hoist this up and we will randomise everybody's scores. So if someone's absolutely nailing it, they could go down to zero. There we go. It's a big responsibility. Right, we've got red and yellow. Who wants it? Okay, red or yellow? Yellow, you are double points. You, if you think a story is particularly brilliant, play double points. I'll double the points that I've given them. And we've got one left. Person in red, you get new balls. So if you don't like the sound of the category, you can new balls it. If you are bored with the story or you just don't like them, you can new balls that as well. We will stop the story mid-flow and we will move on. This is my favorite one. I'm distributing new balls. Right, so without further ado, let's invite our guests onto the stage. Firstly, we've got a brilliant Australian import, because she's very important. It is the magnificent Alice Fraser, everybody.
Hello, how are you all?
We haven't got time to get around everybody, but that felt good.
Yeah.
Everyone's all right.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell me if you're not. I mean, or you don't have to tell me now. You tweet me later. Tweet me later if you're not okay. Have a little pep talk.
At alliterative. The second guest, I'm really excited to have him back. He is the original Comedy Arcade player. So he's been with us right from episode one. It is the dandy man himself. It is Tom Tuck, everybody.
Hey, Tom Tuck.
Have you brought flyers onto the stage?
Isn't that not what you're doing in Edinburgh?
I mean, literally the only reason we're doing this is because we're meant to be able to flyer the audience afterwards.
And
right?
Have you brought any flyers?
I did not bring any flyers. What I did do is bring some blank index cards and a Sharpie. So if you want me to write you a flyer, I will.
Did you use, Alice?
Your Sharpie. I have my own. I just wanted to use yours. And then I used yours to write, "You're doing fine," just back here on the ply board just behind this piece of the stage. So anyone who's waiting to go on can see they're doing fine. And he drew a little man, and the little man was saying, "I disagree."
So have you graffitied my venue?
Yeah, but they do take this down. This is a university building that they use year round.
Yeah, they take it down and they burn it all in a bonfire with an effigy of Dara O'Brien at the end of the festival.
Oh, yeah, the wicked Irish man.
Yeah. Mock the Week's Dead, there's a new host in town. Right, it is. Our next guest is my right-hand man, or in this case, left-hand man. He is the Alan Davis to my Sandy Toksvig, but this is not QI. It is Rich Wilson, everyone. I don't know why they put you so far away. Do they think we'll squabble?
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. I've not had to use one yet since I've been up here. So
be nice for Mrs. First Gig.
It is my first gig. No, there was one earlier, but no one came. So it's good to be here to get warm.
Morale is at an all-time high. Right, let's go. Yeah.
Hey, as I say in the sex ed I sometimes do, you don't have to have anyone come for it to be a good time.
Oh, well, oh. Yes.
Enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey.
Stuart Laws.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about
come.
Sex without coming. Ah. Do you want to join the chat?
Or? I've had a vasectomy.
Okay.
Ah, so even when you're coming, it's like you're not.
Exactly. Mm. It's a little cloud of dust. they cut the wrong tube.
Like an old Hoover bag.
Wait, are you implying that the tube is just like adding water to a previously unmixed powder?
Essentially, that is the process.
So something happens, but nothing happens. Is that what happens with a vasectomy? I haven't Googled this. I could do this in my own time, but I think
there's two tubes down there.
Seminal vesicles.
And one brings the sperm to the fluid. And then you know what they say? You can bring a sperm to fluid.
Yeah, there are two tubes down there, and people say they're identical, but they're not. There's a vast difference.
Oh,
hey. Fuck you. You're not allowed to do a joke.
Is this not where we have new balls, please?
We've allocated out. We've got the magnificent person in red is ready with the new balls.
Hello, magnificent person.
At any
person
point,
in red.
You should cozy up to them, Rich, because you are at risk. Right.
I literally said nothing.
And that's why you're at risk. Right. Okay. Shall we get on
He's
with the game?
Man.
Has any points been awarded so far?
Only in my heart. Yes, Stuart got one for the vasectomy chat. So
on,
this is where
difference.
We are. But the beauty of it for the people that were backstage is we have got Fruit Machine out there, which means that at any point that paddle can be played and you will put your score at risk. I'm going to get you to roll off because I'm nerdy for the scores. The person with the highest score will get the highest points. And thus, after that.
I'm still laughing
it's
at roll off, sorry.
I mean, I knew when I said it, I was like, I could feel you looking at the side of my head.
Just because you have dice, I didn't think you were nerdy because you have dice. I think you are nerdy because you have dice in a little baggie that looks like it was used for drugs.
I mean, that's a big bag.
Yeah.
How many drugs, Alice?
I got to get through this cocaine so I have somewhere to keep my dice.
Yeah. If a job's oh, worth well. Doing, it's worth doing well. Yeah, well done.
Snake nose.
Alice understands the game. Tom, not so much. Right, okay. We're going to do category one. Let's do it. Ready?
Is that why Voldemort had that nose? Too much coke.
Has the ball come out? Wait, I've got it the wrong way. Let's pretend that's not true. Right, and the ball is... travel.
Ooh. Why are we looking at me?
Well, maybe because you said, ooh.
I mean, if you make a noise, people do sort of tend to look at the source of the noise.
Yes.
You know, so...
That's why we invented
noise. You've
only
got yourself to blame there, Lars.
Yeah, that's why...
Have you ever travelled, mate?
No. I went to an all-inclusive once. That was very exciting. And they were very, very exciting to watch people who don't trust an all-inclusive. Who like have never, ever been to one before. And they're like, yeah, go on down. Help yourself to as much as you want. And they're looking around like, okay, well, someone's going to fucking come for me in a second.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be fair usage.
Yeah,
surely.
Surely. Like grabbing food and then like scurrying away up a tree so they can be safe from predators sort of thing. And it was a delight. I recommend anyone being on an all-inclusive.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm all in. I don't care. I'll be like, confront me. I'm going to
really?
Take it. Yeah. I'm putting jam in my bag. I'm like, my mum will like this. It'll constitute a present.
Can I just check? Still in a package?
In a little baggie. Yeah. For safe travels, because liquids got to go in the bag, haven't they? No. Are jams liquids? I don't know. I didn't want to have that conversation with the customs man.
I don't know what the sort of... the turning point of viscosity is that makes it a liquid.
Is it a non-Newtonian liquid?
It's interesting, but it's not funny.
It's also not strictly relevant because non-Newtonian doesn't have a lot to do with viscosity.
But it is custard, isn't custard, where you slap, if you spend a day slapping custard.
Newborn.
Are they only allowed to play it once, or they can only do
it? They can only play it once. So okay. Do you know what? It was fair. So, right, we're going to roll again. Oh, that was quick. It was quick. It was decisive. It is things that give you the ick.
Speaking of viscosity.
Well, actually.
Oh, God.
Very much. Obviously, we've all had to deal with hand sanitizer a lot more than we previously had, unless you were the kind of person who got onto a bus and washed your hands from a little bottle before the pandemic. But now, you use hand sanitizer so much. Can we have a standard viscosity? Because it really gives me the ick when you don't know what's coming out. Is it going to be like cum? Is it going to be like piss? It's going to be one of the two. I mean, a really foamy cum. You know the foamy, foamy cum. You know.
Yeah, I know. That's the foamy cum.
That's the cum scale, isn't it? Dust over there
dust
to foam.
Okay.
I've had a foamy cum. But,
but can we have a standard viscosity?
Yeah, a foamy is when you're almost
taste.
Running out of cum and you have to shake it up for the last one.
You've been taking dye all night.
Double points on the viscosity of cum. I didn't see that coming. Right.
Well done.
Wow, two points instead of one. Wow.
That is the title of my next Edinburgh show.
But what's your current Edinburgh show? It's Macbeth.
I was going to fly her at the end, babe, but yeah, do it now. Slip it in. Why not? Every opportunity. Yeah,
you've brought it on stage. You made it about you. I thought I'd help you out.
Can I just point out that this show is going to be coming out after Edinburgh on a podcast? So you're flying to about 20 people?
Yeah.
Is that how many listeners you think we've got?
No, he meant this show. Tom. Which is why it's important that you know that the title of my next Edinburgh show is The Viscosity of Cum. Please come in 2023.
Tom, do you do the famous scene?
Oh.
Out damn cum.
To be fair, it's two people trying to do Macbeth in an hour. We very rarely get there. We got to act one, scene three today.
Do you always start in the same place, or do you just open the book and see what happens?
We tend to start with the witches, yeah.
That is a good scene. Yeah, right, anyway, does that give you the ick, Tom? No, on to Stuart. I feel like you've got icks.
No, I genuinely didn't know about the ick.
Oh, so it's just a thing that makes you a bit, like...
The greeblies.
Oh, right. Sort of just being in public. Find it very stressful.
Being in public gives you the ick. Yeah. Okay.
Sliders with socks.
See,
I tell you what, you look like sex tourists. Can you stop it?
So,
I don't think you should wear open-toed shoes if you're a sex tourist.
No. Speaking of viscosity,
I have a story, but it's too gross to tell. So
is
I'm
it?
Pass.
No, it's not. No.
I just had a baby.
Okay.
I had a baby and
came out with sliders on.
Came out with sliders on.
Covered in cum.
I had a baby. Genuinely, this is the worst. This is the worst. Baby. I think this might be too much for my first story, but I'm going to tell it to you because it's traumatic and I need to get it off my chest. I had a baby and I had the episiotomy, so I had stitches, and I was like, the first 2 weeks, you're like, your milk is coming in and your tears are running down, your hormones are up, everything makes you cry, and I had to do a wee in a little bucket to make sure I was doing as much wee as I was drinking water, which I wasn't because of breastfeeding. You're doing this whole, like, every part of your body is like repulsive, and then my friend, and you're just getting used to this whole new thing, and your belly feels like an accordion because you had stomach muscles and they were out here, and then the next day they were like bleh, bleh, bleh. And so you're just wandering around like, I'm gonna I know this is a podcast, but I'm just gonna like every part of you. And then a friend of mine gave me a very nice pram that she no longer needed because her toddlers now walking don't need a pram. She gave me this beautiful pram, very kind, very nice pram. Also worms. She also gave me worms, you know, the embarrassing toddler disease of worms. Worms, shit worms, worms in your shit, worms in your... There is the worst...
Were they in the pram? Like,
they were, the eggs of them apparently very infectious. It's an embarrassing toddler disease. You don't normally get it unless your immune system's down, but, you know, when giving birth, you're quite tired. And so I had worms. You know it's an embarrassing toddler disease because the cure is a square of chocolate with a little smiling worm on the front. And you have to take that. You have to take that and then you have to wait 2 weeks and take it again. And meanwhile, you have to crawl all over your house, steaming everything like a maniac. And so I just want to say, giving you the ick, I'm going to give you all the ick as a beautiful gift. The worst feeling that I've ever had in my life that was not pain was the feeling on Halloween, no less, of, I think my stitches are healing. That's an odd tickling feeling. I think my vagina stitches are healing. Oh, no, it's shit worms on my vagina stitches. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. This isn't the kind of comedian I am.
Hey. Be open to growth.
The miracle of childbirth.
Shit worms on your vagina stitches.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Title of your next show.
Sounds like a Meatloaf album.
Wow, is that all our ex?
I don't think you're going to top that one.
I mean, it is true.
And then people go, how was your birth? And you go, it was fine.
They birthed to 18 things.
Stuart was like, being on stage, you were like, right, hold my drink. I'm going to tell you something harrowing. Right, all right, on to the next category.
Oh, see if we can combine them.
That's not how the lottery works.
See the maths now. Right, okay. It is embarrassing injuries.
Come on, roll around. I'll get that one too.
So, I haven't had a lot of one night stands.
What a start.
What a strong start.
But I was invited to a party and they themed it. It was in London, and they themed it like
Sluts.
London Underground. London Underground. So you had to turn up. But I was invited really quite last minute with the explicit message, by the way, this person wants to fuck you. I thought, great.
What caveats did they give that? Were you given a picture, a general description?
No.
just you'll find them. You'll know.
Ben's sister's mate wants to fuck you. And I thought, you know what? I like a party.
Hang on. What the party was London Underground themed.
Yeah.
Was she dressed as like Baker Lou?
Let's not assume.
I mean, it's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
I have mainly fucked women. 100%. So that's mainly, isn't it?
Was this part of the theme? Like everybody got invited and everybody there had someone that wanted
I wasn't given all of the admin. Right. I was just doing my bit. Okay. Which was turning up. So
much admin in sex parties. I have a friend who's a big sex party person, and it's just all spreadsheets. A lot of spreadsheets and like safe words and like.
You have to be right, signed off. It's not all right.
Is it not spreadsheets and spreadcheeks?
Okay.
I'm giving you a point, but I'm upset.
So because I was invited really last minute, I just got some lipstick out of my bag and just drew a line down my face to be the central line.
Very nice. No,
that's quick, easy. I don't have to spend any money on a costume.
And Tom, you're extremely hot.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And
slower than you'd hoped. Which is relevant to the story. And she was dressed as Liverpool Street in a full Liverpool Football Club kit with a huge like comedy like perm and a fake mustache on. 100% women, but not, you know.
I know your type.
Yeah.
With a moustache.
Yeah.
Dressed in the Liverpool.
Leave the hairy lip community alone. Now.
I'm an ally.
So I had a lovely time with her, and the party was dying down. We went to her room because she lived there.
In her room?
In a room. In her room because she lived in the flat.
Oh, she hosted the underground party.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Well, no, Ben's sister technically did. I think it was Ben's sister's party.
Okay.
Why are we focus on these elements?
I didn't mean to tell any of this.
What happened?
So, now, I don't know if you know the phrase, brewer's droop.
Yes.
So, I have the opposite.
Rich, why are you reaching for that?
To test, to see which one I have.
Calm yourself down.
I can always still get wood when I've had a lot of drinks, but I can't get rid of it. I'm a terrible lumberjack when I've had a... when I've had a lot of drinks. But I've no problem getting up. It's going out how to fell this. this mediocre beast. So we're having sex. And I had to say, I'm sorry, love. I first met her that night. Can we pick this up in the morning? And she very nicely said... Yeah, all right.
I didn't know you dropped it. I mean, it's insulting enough when someone says, is it in? If someone's going, is it out? Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, nearby isn't the one. Almost.
So we picked it up in the morning. Then I...
Did you remain erect the whole night?
I don't remember. I was asleep for some of it. But I certainly went to sleep on a slight angle. a camber, they call it. A camber chambre. No. Too late for a French joke. And when I came so hard and violently that I managed to headbutt her side table. Like, right on the corner, like that.
I've seen this episode of Law and Order.
whilst I were just started, like develop the stigmata. And
come on.
Well, she made me a coffee, then essentially told me to leave. And I didn't see her again until about 7 years later, when I was hosting a sort of an escape room thing, and she walked in the door like, right.
I know how to get out of this.
It's a high bar.
That would genuinely be the most incredible opening to a casualty episode.
The zoom out, the pan out. Casualty after hours.
Casualty night.
Right, so it's embarrassing injuries is the category. That is Tom's play. It's I feel like we played double points too soon.
Yeah, that's so good.
But both the paddles so far have gone really early.
I know. And we've all learned lessons tonight. We've learned things. You've definitely had an embarrassing injury, yeah, Richard. Come on then. Let's have it.
Pardon me, sorry. I do apologize.
Alice brings her own mic. It's not COVID, it's that.
Do you know what? No, I'm not going to tell that story.
You can't tease us.
No. I was just... Anyway. Embarrassing normally involved for a chap, it involves your penis, doesn't it? It's always... you know, I was a kid and my parents would take me to see the banger racing, you know, cars smashing into each other, racing around and all that. And I went to the toilet and I managed to zip myself up in my jeans. Oh. Yeah, I got my tiny 6-year old scrotum caught in my.
Sorry, hang on, what's that extra detail?
Because I wanted you to know. Yeah, why did I say that? It wouldn't have mattered, would it? I suppose it would make more sense now because it's so big and voluptuous.
Right, okay.
So it was a long play, humble brag.
It's like there's four cabbages down there sometimes.
May I compliment the scrotum?
Oh, I love the foamy. Anyway. And I didn't know what to do, and I ran to my mum. I had to run through the stands, through all the people screaming, my dick. And then I ran out to my mum.
My kingdom for a dick.
I was running at my mum saying, my dick. And I still remember my mum saying, "What's wrong?" Like she just and then she looked, she went, "Oh," and then dad went, "Fuck." And she went, just wait, and then just yanked the zip. So I've got two penises now. Can do neither with any, I can do anything with either of them,
like half an echidna.
Like a load of old cheese string down there. Oh, that's too far, is it? We had vaginal shitworms just now.
Yeah, come on.
And you went, yeah, that makes sense. I say me dicks like an old cheese string.
Yeah, but mine was part of the glorious miracle of birth. So.
You know what it is? It's my accent. My accent doesn't lend itself to this kind of talk.
I mean, it does, but not in this kind of venue.
No. Yeah. In an arts festival.
Wow. Stuart, have you ever injured yourself embarrassingly?
No, they've always been bleak and horrible.
What's the funniest one? It doesn't have to be embarrassing, just has to be entertaining.
Yeah.
I smashed this.
Right, there's quite a big scar there. Can you see that?
Yeah. Ooh, we can.
Can you see that?
Everybody?
Yeah, smashed this arm up into little bits. Broke this ankle, broke this leg, this thumb, this wrist, this finger, this finger, this rib, appendectomy. Circumcision.
All at once.
And why do you keep doing MMA?
Look, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, so it was like, we're in, like, why, while he's in there, sort it all out.
And free food.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Perfect. So was that a menu of choices that people can choose which story they'd like to hear, or?
None of them are good, though. They're just like, yeah, I broke my leg.
Oh,
how?
Okay.
How did you do that?
Played football. Football.
Oh, you just shit at football.
So this is the thing. The first two.
This is a man who can't learn football. A lesson.
This is why it's not embarrassing. It's only the first few are not embarrassing. All the rest of them, subsequent to that, become increasingly embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. My mum is desperate for me to stop playing football. No, I won't do it. I've got the bones, the brittle bones of that guy from Unbreakable, and I will keep on playing football.
You're like one of those pink wafers. Yeah. It's when you step out.
I mean, if you will smashed. Insist on playing as the ball.
I deserve to be kicked.
Let's hoof Stuart up the park again.
Oh, that is bleak. Alice, have you got any fun injuries to share?
Fun injuries. Interesting. I got my retina knocked loose in a sword fight with my twin brother when we were 5.
Fuck.
So we were having.
They're always cool, aren't they?
So we was
having. She lived in a castle.
Yeah.
It was we were turning 5, and someone had given us a. The problem with being a twin is people give you a present to share, fuckers. And so they'd given us a plastic sword, and we didn't have another sword, but we wanted to have a sword fight. So my brother used we did scissor paper rock, and I got the plastic sword. Yes, and my brother got the shitty cricket stump, with the pointy metal end. For his poor Henry, boo. And then we had a sword fight, and he got me in the eye and knocked my retina loose. Which was it's one of those things that's not embarrassing now, but at the time, very embarrassing because our parents were inside having tea and we were not meant to disturb them, and I had to, like... Psh- That's really basically it.
Impolite pirate.
Yes. So yes,
I love how your mum and dad are just having tea.
Yeah, yeah.
And you two are just whacking the shit out.
I mean, we had a big
metal spike.
That carry on film, they're eating dinner and they're getting bombarded, and it's just like the ceilings falling, chandeliers falling down, covered in dust. And they're like, yeah, what tea? Like,
I mean, that is the story of my childhood. My mum was sick, so she was like resting inside a fair bit, and me and my brother were just chaos agents outside.
Brilliant.
There's a lot of times where we were like sneaking into like mop blood off each other, like, don't tell mum.
Wow, what a range.
What about you, Vix? Have you ever done anything?
Oh,
you're always there. You broke your foot last year.
Yeah, I fell off the stage last year doing Comedy Arcade. Almost this time last year. Beautiful.
In a mainly seated show.
Yeah.
In a mainly seated show, yeah. I'm just a really physical comedian. What can I say? I thought there was a step there and there wasn't, so I just put my foot down and it rolled. And my dad was in, and he'd come all the way from Cardiff to Edinburgh to see me, so I couldn't cancel the show. So I went to the bar and I got a pint of wine and they served it. And I took a lot of painkillers, and I don't remember the show, but apparently it was very funny.
It was brilliant, but by the time we finished, your foot was bigger than the table.
It was so big. It was like that scene in Jurassic Park where the dinosaur goes like, yeah. Rich is like, what have you done? I was like, it's fine.
And I looked down, I went, no. Ooh.
But you were all like, you must go to the hospital. I was like, should we? And you were like, you must go to the hospital. We're all going to have fun on our last night of Edinburgh. And I was like,
yeah, we've all had to do that. You go to A&E with your mate. That's not fun, is it?
Yeah. Or you don't. You let them free and they do three other shows.
Yeah.
Like a monster.
Listen, you'll lose a foot. It's up
That's
to you.
Not embarrassing. I'm a fucking legend. Right. On with the balls. Yeah, I'm gonna work myself some points. Right. The best bit of gossip you've ever been told. This is an Edinburgh exclusive late night vibe.
Oh, best bit of gossip.
I am not telling
Joe,
you.
Joe, turn it off. This is just for the people in the room. Right. Now we have reached the end, so it is all on this panel. We're gonna play. I'm so excited because I've just introduced this, and as we've covered, I brought my dice. So I'm gonna give you all a dice, and you're gonna.
So you brought D6s.
I brought
for all of us.
I brought a D6.
So it's fair,
each.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But because there's four of us rolling a D6, I'm going to argue it's quite likely we're gonna have to do quite a few re-rolls.
Well, let's find out. I've given us 10 minutes to do it. So I too thought that. Because I play D&D.
Very nice. I like these.
Isn't it? Are they
pride colours as well?
They are. Oh, yeah. Right. They're my favourite, so don't roll them onto the floor.
There's nothing to be proud of in playing D&D.
Don't hate me because you ain't me. Right.
I think that depends what class and, and level you are.
Fair.
So hang on, this is a podcast?
Yes. But you can still earn points for that action, and you just have. But will you get to keep them? That's the question.
On a felt covered table as well. You're not going to hear a fucking thing.
Well, no.
Finish your beer and we'll rattle them in a cup.
Yeah. Oh, Tom Tuck's rolled a nat 6.
Natural 6, bitch.
Nat 6, babes. Oh, 1. Oh, dear. 3. Oh, Tom, look at this. Oh, we get to roll off. Right, so you've got
six.
The least
I got a 6
points.
As well. I just want to put that on the record. I never win anything.
And there is nothing here to win.
You won those lucky worms.
Lucky worms.
That's true.
Right, we're rolling off for the win. Oh, it's exciting. For me.
5.
One. Oh, so you get the most points. It's exciting. They might have been your points in the first place, but that's the beauty of the game. Right. So while I calculate the scores.
Can I just say, no one explained to me how this game was going to work, so I've just been freewheeling. This has been fun.
I did send you an email about it, but that's
I don't read emails.
No one does.
Wait. Did you send it to alicerfraser@gmail.com?
I don't
or
know.
Did you send it to alicefraser@gmail.com, the nice calligrapher who gets all my emails?
I don't know. Whoever it was, they replied. So
could have been me, to be fair.
Good admin skills. Right, Alice, where can people find you if they want more of this?
If they can find me at the Gilded Balloon at 9:15. I'm doing a show called Kronos every night, and I also have a podcast called The Gargle. Is there more that I should be saying?
have you got any more to say?
No one's
really enjoying it. He was like, okay, away. Was like,
the only way I've been able to ride with this show is other people going before me, so I know what this is meant to be doing. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter, alliterative. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/AliceFraser. I quite like a cup of tea, if you want to have a cup of tea with me. I'm usually somewhere in the city having a cup of tea. Join me.
I'm, as previously stated, doing Macbeth.
Oh, yes, if you want a flyer, I'll write you one. Oh, yes.
First thing first, is the producer of this show, which is a show I host called the Alternative Comedy Memorial Society, happens Sunday to Wednesday during this month. And
you start with Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah.
I just think a week starts on... Never mind, carry on.
No, we're doing Sunday to Wednesday.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, but we're doing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It'd be weird if I go, we're doing Monday to Tuesday, Monday to Wednesday, and Sundays. That'd be a weird way around to do it, wouldn't it?
Fair.
Tom's making a bid for more points, and he's getting them.
I wasn't. I was just arguing with Fraser.
I'd say every day bar the good ones.
No, fuck the weekend, people. Fuck the weekend, people. We don't want them.
Sorry, carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
There was once where my sketch group, in I think it was 2009, we'd booked our 2 days off as both Saturdays. And Ryan from the Peasants rang us up and said, oh, you've made a mistake on your form. You're like, no. Nah. Just don't like those people. Fuck them. But you'll sell out on a Saturday. We'll sell out on a Monday.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, well, there
you are. Although we hubristically put on extra shows that did not sell out. to balance that ego out. The Alternative Comedy Memorial Society, this is the producer, Isabel. We have produced, under our own steam, a booklet of shows of the people who have done the show before, and other people who we recommend, and no one has paid to be in it, unlike all the other fucking booklets.
My favourite thing at this time of year is those like wonderful lists of 10 people who paid the most for PR.
And also, yes, I'm doing Macbeth. It's
for the listener, Tom is holding up a flyer.
Yes, I'm holding up to the microphone so you can hear it better.
You're absolutely nailing this, Tom. You might win.
It was more than one flyer. Twist!
That's some great Foley work. Well done.
I've just worked with him, actually.
I'm taking points away.
No, I've literally just worked with someone called Sean Foley, so it was an inside joke.
That works really well in a room with people that aren't inside.
Okay.
We all are now.
It's two people attempting to do Macbeth in an hour.
It's so good. It's so good. I highly recommend it.
We have a live director every night, and they can tell us to do whatever they want, and we have to say yes. Alice has directed it before, and I believe what you said, you stopped us and went, guys, do you like sci-fi? Was that a direct quote?
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, do you want lightsabers? Yes, I do.
I do want lightsabers.
If you want to follow me on things, my handle across the internet is a quote from a different Shakespeare play. Figure it out.
It's Turley God. Turly God.
I've got the Telegraph in tomorrow. So normally if you have a reviewer and you try and get people to come to your show to kind of boost the audience, please don't come. The Telegraph can go fuck themselves. I don't care if they like my
That's show. A bit awkward. We're on the 60 best shows to see. The Telegraph.
And, I mean, that is such a limited compliment.
What could possibly go wrong?
The Telegraph.
No, it's not just comedy.
Oh, yes. No, it's
all things.
All things. Oh, wow, that's
pointless, but I assume brilliant, says Stuart Lee. Yes. Right, Rich, where are you?
anyone can put anything on their poster. Like the other year, I got a 2.5 star in The Scotsman, and I took the quote and put it on my poster. Confusing.
Oh, yes. My previous quote I've used from The Telegraph was, especially.
the best one, though, was Jason Woods, who's sadly no longer with us, bless him. He got a 1-star review from Chortle, so he put on his poster, a star, Chortle. God bless you, Jason.
Where can we find you, Richard?
I am at Just a Tonic, up the road at the Caves, 9:20 every night with my show, You Could Have It So Much Better. Nobody came tonight. Please come, because...
I have seen it. It is very good.
I've also seen it.
Thank you very much. I haven't got flyers. I thought I'd go like save the planet, do all that bullshit, right? And I've got a laminated QR code that you can click, and that takes you to the thing. But turns out you need flyers. So fuck the planet. Fuck the planet. But my wonderful partner Kate over there has my laminated QR code. Please click that. Please come. And I'll show you the light bulbs. I don't know.
It is bloody good.
Thank you.
You've also got a podcast. Episode out today.
Insane in the Membrane is my podcast where I chat to funny and interesting people about mental health. Today's guest is Al Murray, the pub landlord. Our previous guest has been Heston Blumenthal, David Baddiel. And we even have birds on it. So, you know, it's worth listening.
I really liked the Heston Blumenthal episode because he delivered the whole podcast as a foam.
a jizzy foam.
It was an idea, yeah. So, Insane in the Membrane, available on all podcast platforms.
Have you had Count Bimface on?
I'm going to now. I'm going to find
him. I reckon he's got a couple mental health problems.
Stuart Laws has been on, actually. Yeah, there we are.
Did you talk about Captain Face?
No, funnily enough, that didn't come up.
This is an exclusive to the room.
Well, genuinely, the only reason I remembered it was because I've only told an Uber driver that. And when you mentioned Uber, I was like, oh, yeah, I've got gossip.
And it was smoking hot. Right, where can we find you, Stuart, if we want more of this?
I got added last minute. I'm doing a run at 7:15 at Monkey Barrel. Thank you.
Amazing. Well, that was brisk. This has been the Comedy Arcade. Right, the winner is Tom. You stole it at the finish line because you were so fun in your explanation as where people can find you. That little skit with the microphone, like, that got a lot of points from me.
You can get points from that.
Yeah. Oh, you can get points for anything.
Fuck this Joe game, everyone. Man.
Listen how fun we are with the microphone. Skip-a-doo-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have brought some flyers.
Oh! This has been Comedy Arcade. We are here every night apart from the 17th, and it's new panel every time. Apart from you, you're here every night. So if you want more of this with some random characters included as well, you're back. You're coming back.
Yes, I'm coming back.
Yeah. And we've got Sarah Keyworth on Sunday. We've got Suze Kempner. We've got Garrett Millerick. We've got Andrew O'Neill. There are loads and loads of other really cool guests. But these have been the inaugural guests of the Edinburgh Fringe. Give all the love to the panellists tonight. And your winner, Tom Tuck. And you are now all free to go via the QR code at the door that is laminated and these flyers. Go, go, go.
Oh, well, I forgot to point out, like, because we're sitting behind.
This is also a dress.
You've already won.
Jesus, you're all busy, mate.
And yeah, thank you all for coming. Big love to Joe as well, our voice of God in our tech. Woo, we love you, Joe. Thanks for listening to the Comedy Arcade. There'll be a new episode next Thursday with new balls and new guests. If you liked it, like us any way you can, and subscribe, and tell all your friends. Also, tell us. We're in all the usual places on all the social media. And if you didn't like it, I've been Sean Walsh, and this is What's Upset You Know. The USP is, it's only 15 minutes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.